You already know what it is, man. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
Come on, man. And we about to end off season one, man. This is the end of season one right here. Hold up. I'm gonna let you niggas know how we moving, man. We hurt niggas in designer right now. You understand me? Had to put the Gucci ski on because we killed the whole season. Man. We robbed the whole season. Niggas ain't know what the fuck was going on with us. We did that, so you know, it's official that I gotta wear the Gucci ski, man, to symbolize a little success for the street niggas out here, man. Got the homie Roger that in the motherfucking building, man.
Yeah.
Real one, man. Gotta show love to the family, man. OG Rook,
what's good, man? Did you enjoy your Christmas?
Man, I loved it, man.
Okay, that's the number one thing.
The kids was happy.
Everybody happy?
Everybody was happy. Everybody got everything they fucking wanted. So I felt like I did my job. We straight, man. We did our thing, man. I definitely put it down and shit. Me and the old lady put the shit down, so
y'all work happy. as a team, man.
You can't do shit without a team, right or wrong.
Man, you
right
can't do nothing without a team, except use the bathroom. I mean, that's the only time you don't need no teammates. You know what I'm saying?
You don't need no teammate
right there when you taking your shower.
Definitely.
So, but
everything else, put the bag together.
Yeah,
made the bag work. You know what I mean? Shout out to the family members that pitched in and wanted to contribute and see the kids have something. We acknowledging y'all, man. We appreciate that. Uncle Mike, Uncle Jeff. You know, we salute to you. And you know what it is, man. We appreciate y'all a whole bunch, man. Shout out to my mama too.
Yeah. Hey man, how is y'all's mental state right now? Is y'all on a high? Because everybody feel like they on a high.
Niggas
right
always here for me. How your mental state been since last week, we did the podcast last week, man?
I'm Gucci over here. I'm always surrounded by good vibes. As long as I'm surrounded by good people, good vibes, I'm Gucci.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stay good.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is.
That's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying?
Mine pretty much so on some, whenever everything goes right in my space, like that pretty much predicts like how my mental state gonna be. Everything is straight. If it ain't right, nigga, like I'm gonna be in here fucked up, like over drinking, talking shit. You know what I mean? Probably about to fuck up a situation, but that's what it's been, man. Everything's been great.
You know what? What was you gonna say?
I was gonna say my health up, but I was gonna shoot it over to you, man. But how your mental state been? How you been feeling? How was your Christmas, bro?
Man, everything was great. And my mental state, man, I'm gonna ship it to we all on God's time.
You better know it.
You know what I'm saying? I did some self-evaluation, and you know what I'm saying? I done been apologizing to people, calling people, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you your flowers right here on the show, you know what I'm saying, for just being someone who didn't. Man, you transforming in front of all of us. You know what I mean?
But he said it with a ski mask. But it's Gucci, though.
I appreciate that. I just seen you transform this year. These 6 months. You transformed. You helped all of us transform.
Actually, 4 months.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give you your flowers while you're here.
Thank you. You know, my whole shit is, bro, I'm in this mental state because of the people that I'm around. I'm like Roger, what Roger said, man. Like, I keep people with great energy around me. Like Sheree, people like yourself, Mike and Quan. You know what I mean? I just keep people with great energy around me, and it boosts my energy up, and it makes for a great show. It makes for a great situation. So, man, I love it, man, and I appreciate it. Like, you giving me my flowers, but I got to give you yours. You've been holding it down with a nigga for over 15 years, man. And you know, I really appreciate it. That's a long time, bro. Like, nigga help. Hey, that nigga is partially helping raise me from a young nigga to the man that I am today. So I got to acknowledge that and give you your flowers too, bro. You ain't never led me down the wrong path. You ain't led nobody down the wrong path, so you know what I mean? I appreciate you. Got to give you your flowers.
I'm going to give it to him because this right here is the first record this young dude freestyle, though. You know what I'm saying? This is by Lil Will. It's called Looking for Nicky featuring Cool Breeze.
What?
You know what I'm saying? This dude, you know what I'm saying, he heard the instrumental. He was like, who is that? He said, I got to be on that. He said, I got to get on that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? I'm just, I'm giving him his flowers because, I mean, he done transformed.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? I done seen this man give his so-called enemy a handshake and told him thank you. I said, man, this dude right here, he on God's time for real. You know what I'm saying? He on God's time for real. So, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just giving you his flowers because he deserved them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate
and
that.
He did, you know what I'm saying? He doing a 360, he transforming right in front of all of our eyes. We all are. Shereels.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Roger is. Yeah. I am. Like I said, I had to go apologize to my sister, my niece. You know what I'm saying? My sister-in-law. I even apologized to Hassan, because you know I was telling people last week I was unfriending to people because I didn't think they was on Rook's time. Yo, I was thinking everybody should be on my time. You know what I'm saying? That's hard for me. When I get a great idea, Sharia tell you, when I get a great idea, you better be ready to run with it.
Running with that motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying?
And no is not an answer.
No is
you
not.
You're going to be met with attitude. what you mean? Like, you know what I mean? That type, I swear to God, bro.
He know me. She know me.
That nigga's a real one. He a real one.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just a goat.
Yeah.
Like, but he's helping and she's helping me understand. It's not on Rook's time all the time.
Yeah.
It's on God's time. We all on God's time.
Yeah.
And I just want everybody to know that every idea you come up with ain't a great idea.
Right. Oh! Damn, you saying some shit, man.
I mean, that's for me, though. You know what I'm saying? It's for me. She be wanting to tell me sometimes, but I don't be trying to hear it. But she, you know, she is Miss Bold, Black, and Beautiful. You know what I'm saying? But she keep us on our toes. She keep us rolling. I want to shout out my niece.
Sheree keep us on our shit, man.
Yeah, I want to shout out my niece, Sheree. Tisha, you know, that's where my T-shirt come from. You know what I'm saying? Tisha Drake, y'all hollering her. And like I said, I just want to, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I just want to apologize to Fino personally. You know what I'm saying? Just to let him know, hey, we all make mistakes.
Bro, we good. I told you we good on that.
But you know what I'm saying? I wanted to tell you that because you apologize to me live. I gotta apologize to you live.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what real people do. You know what I'm saying? So we
some grown man shit.
Yeah, it is. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna play this jam right here for y'all. You know, it's an oldie but a goodie. You know what I'm saying? We just wanna say rest in peace to you know what I'm saying?
So what's the homie's name from Houdini?
His name is John Fletcher.
Okay.
Ecstasy. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga after the pill? The you pill ain't the stuff after that nigga.
So what does ecstasy mean to y'all? Like,
shit.
It's gonna be a great night, man.
Boot up! Boot up! That's what ecstasy mean to me. You finna boot up. You put that Houdini on, guess your ass finna boot up.
But this right here is the jam that, you know what I'm saying, that really, you know, a whole lot of people know. One love. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying one love to everybody out there. Like, one love, man.
One love.
You know what I'm saying?
Young black entrepreneurs.
You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, ecstasy, man. Like,
that shit hard, though. I don't even know if y'all know, like, this a vinyl spinner, you know what I'm saying?
Like, we spinning vinyl.
This ain't the DJ joint, like, this a vinyl joint.
You know what I'm saying? We got the vinyl for y'all.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
You better cut that motherfucking shop before they cut our shit off.
Yeah. We gonna cut it short. You know what I'm saying?
Number fact.
Damn but, right.
You know what I'm saying? Just, we just wanna, you know what I'm saying? These dudes was the first rap group to go platinum.
Oh shit, Houdini?
Yes, sir.
I ain't know that.
You know what I'm saying? Houdini. This right here is the Back in Black album. It had Funky Beat, One Love, and Growing Up. But probably everybody knows the joint was Friends. How many of us have them?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Before we go any further, let's be friends. Ones we can depend on.
What's that? Friend. One love?
No, friends.
Friend, okay, got
you. You know what I'm saying? Let's be friends. Friend. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
friends.
Yeah.
How many?
Yeah,
how many? Man, when I think about that Houdini shit, though. No lie, when I think about Houdini, boy, I think about Paid in Full.
Yeah.
I think about niggas running around with your packs.
Yeah.
Driving in the motherfucking Saabs and shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? With the Kango on, with the Dapper Dan shit on. When I think about Houdini, that's what I think about, man. So yeah, y'all, definitely, man. Long live the homie Ecstasy.
Ecstasy, man. And you know what? And for y'all who don't know, they brought Jermaine Dupri out. He was their dancer. If you go out there, you know what I'm saying? If you
they had JD up in that
motherfucker. Yeah, he had the curly kid and all. Yeah. So if y'all want to go back and look at the, they had the jump back in the day. Freaks Come Out at Night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you know Freaks Come Out at Night,
they still do.
Yeah, that's right.
They're coming out at night. 2021, they're coming out in the daytime.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Walmart. You see a motherfucker at Walmart slithering.
Hey.
You freaky, snaky little bitch, you.
Yeah.
You freaky little bitch, you.
Oh, man.
Bring your ass here. Oh, man. God, cuz.
When they came out with that one, I was like, I can't believe they slaying that. They say, Freaks Come Out at Night.
Freaks Come Out at Night.
Then you start waiting the night time.
Yeah, you was like, man.
I think I see one.
Yeah, I see one.
Hey, look, we do it before we want to do on our show.
Yeah, we do. You know what I'm saying?
So, hey, for real, you want to take a little shot for Rest in Peace?
Yeah, rest in peace.
Oh, yeah, for the homie X. Well, Rook don't drink, so it's just.
Yeah, I'm just.
He's taking water. Salute with the water.
Salute.
There
we go. You know what I'm saying? The homie, you know what I'm saying?
To a legend.
To a legend. And that's why I tell y'all, man, take care of yourself, man. He won't with. He won't with 56 years, though.
That's young, man.
56 is young, man.
56 is a young age. Like, you're getting older.
Yeah.
But that's a young age, man.
So we're gonna shift into the next section. What's some everyday is both of y'all be dealing with? What y'all deal with this week? Cause everyday is we gonna do it for a Christmas Day edition. You know that? What did y'all see yesterday on Christmas Day that just like
this just made shit. You? Man, black folks ain't never on time for shit. We ain't never on time for shit, boy. We was starving for the breakfast, man. But we went to eat for breakfast and shit. It was perfect. But you know, a little bit before that, we were starving like hell. So we like that. We was on time though. See, that's what you gotta do with black folks. You gotta tell niggas that it's a certain time, and they get there at the certain time beforehand. That's how they don't be late.
Yeah.
So you tell a motherfucker that, yeah, we starting at 3, but you ain't really starting till 5.
Yeah.
Oh, they
ass be in there right on time.
Yeah, oh, shit. I'm
blunt ready to run.
They're right. Like, hey, I got everything. I even bought some food. I got some sodas, some motherfucking plates.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Right, we about to cook right now.
So shout out to the family down at Shady Rest. Everybody at the Shady Rest. My Shady Rest fan. I love y'all, man. Just some everyday. That was just some everyday shit. I ain't even got nothing. Been crazy to add to it. It was just more so like, yo, I was just happy as hell that we lived.
Yeah. What about you, Rod? What was the man that is you dealt with this week or yesterday?
Well, I'm the type of person, honestly, I don't rap gifts and shit.
Yeah.
You don't rap no gifts, wrong?
I don't be rapping gifts. I ain't getting to it.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna get to it.
Yeah.
Point blank, I ain't rapping shit. But look. See, I ain't gonna say no names, you know what I mean?
Don't do it, Ron. You're gonna be in some fucked up.
I'm gonna be fucked up. I ain't gonna say no names, but this one particular person was like, man, I gotta rap these gifts. You feel what I'm saying? And then it's like 3 hours before 12 o'clock. You know, kids gonna wake up on at least open one present. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At 1 a.m. You know what I'm saying? So they're like, man, I gotta rap these presents. I'm like, well, why didn't you just rap them at the beginning of the week if you know that you ain't gonna feel like rapping them now?
Yeah.
I ain't feel like. So now you feel like it 2 hours beforehand before the kids wake up.
cat. I want to rap this.
I'm like, man, come on, man. Like, I know I'm not rapping.
You ain't rapping wrong.
My nigga said to procrastinate.
You procrastinate.
And I do that shit a lot myself. So.
Damn right. We
and
all
it
do.
It ticks me off to see somebody that I love procrastinate.
More than you. More than you procrastinate.
And I'm trying to dang on preach to them. Like, why would you do that? And knowing my damn self, like,
he said, damn. He said, yeah, you look like a hypocrite, like a motherfucker. Yeah. Well, you ain't hit no shit.
I ain't hit no shit, but little shit like that. But everything else was cool as long as I got to see my family.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I mean? But I tell them all the time. You ain't got to give me nothing.
Yeah.
I see y'all.
So we're gonna shift right into the grand finale of the day, of this section.
What's that grand finale? Riding high and looking low with Rook. Hey. We riding high and looking low with Rook. I'd make Roger's ass sing just because that motherfucker tapped in with it today. But I ain't gonna do it. Yeah. He might not know it like I know it.
Yeah, I
can't sing anyway.
Hey, look.
Bitch, I can't sing either. We just made that shit up two months ago. Swear to God, we made that shit up 2 months ago. And we kept riding with the motherfucker.
I like it.
Riding high and looking low with Brooke.
Hey,
That bootleg got my boy singing.
Hey, look. But I'm just going to reiterate what I did last week. Because y'all good ready to go home now.
Oh, shit. It's New Year's, Brooke.
Oh, well,
what do niggas do for New Year's? What's going on for New Year's?
Oh, man. I'm
four-wheelers moving.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all for y'all four-wheelers for the New Year's. Look, this is what I want to tell y'all. Get y'all some designated drivers. Because if y'all swerve over in them tractor-trailer lanes, y'all going to get towed down, man. I'm trying to tell you. So get somebody like me.
Yeah.
Who want to go to the party.
Damn right.
Ain't going to drink water or Kool-Aid or juice.
Don't call me. You call me.
Hey.
I'm going to come and get you because, you know, when you're drinking, you love to drive.
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know why, though.
That shit.
Why is that?
It's dangerous. It's illegal as fuck, but.
Hell.
Bro, I don't know what it is when you drink. It's like,
you know what
it's time to go to the store.
You know what it is? I think it's just a human thing.
Dirt.
I think it's just a human thing, because don't nobody do shit right.
Don't nobody want to do shit right, bro. I swear to God,
you know you're doing it wrong.
As soon as I take a drink, when I take a drink, right, I'm going to want to get my ass up and go to the joint. Rook, I don't mean to get you off a ride high.
No.
That's what it is. When you drinking and you take that damn drink,
yeah,
that motherfucker make you do the motherfucking running man on these niggas. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what it is.
See, like earlier, I was at the crib, drinking on this boot,
playing
a Call of Duty, killing zombies and shit.
Yeah.
Feel what I'm saying? My man hit me up. I already been drinking. Fuck, I'm getting this money.
I can't wait to drive.
But you know what I'm saying? That's just how folks here.
Yeah. It's holidays, man. Yeah.
But look, I'm going to still reiterate this, too. Check your ties out, cause you. I'm talking about cause you got some people going back home to. They going home now. Yeah. The truck drivers, we gonna get back on the road tomorrow. Going up 81, we're going up 95. Look here, man, y'all be careful when y'all see somebody on the side of the road. The truck drivers on the side of the road, or look, we might break down in the middle of a lane too.
Oh,
y'all understand that?
That shit happens.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Be careful. If you see them four ways just automatically jump on, slow down. Because we ready to get up out of there. We gotta put them orange cones, the triangle things out within 5 to 10 minutes, we done broke down.
Shit.
And I heard that this lady, she was somewhere on the road and she broke down in the middle of the highway. She was out there putting her triangles out and somebody hit her.
What?
Dang. I mean, because she in the middle of the road. It really ain't that no space on the left. It ain't no space on the right. You know what I'm saying? So y'all just be looking out for us. You know what I'm saying?
That's terrible, man.
Because we didn't deliver y'all's packages now. Y'all don't really care too much about us again. You know what I'm saying? Y'all back out there doing like this to us now again. You know what I'm saying? Get your ass out of the way. You see me with my assembly light on, you ain't gonna let me over. You
know what I'm saying? That's how
I'm like, this nigga know he seen my motherfucking seat of light.
You know what I'm saying? But see though.
Maybe he didn't
though. Yeah. Look, we riding high. We looking low. But you know what I'm saying? We can't see you signaling light.
They ain't ride with me,
you know what I'm saying?
Can't see what Rooks
is. Yeah, I just can't come over. Well, the trucks ain't really supposed to just, when we throw our signal light on, we supposed to wait like 2 or 3 seconds before we get over.
Yeah, right.
We just can't, we coming over.
Yeah, you can't.
No, we don't supposed to do that at the truck, well, cars neither. But when we put that signal light on, we ain't gonna come over till y'all give us a little signal. Like, if y'all give us a signal like, I ain't coming, we'll come over.
Yeah.
But if we see you still coming full speed ahead, right, we ain't gonna come over. Well, look, I ain't gonna say we ain't.
You ain't. You got some trucker niggas out there. It's some trucker niggas out there that they love to play demolition with your ass.
Yeah, man, they'll tie your tail up.
Tie your shit up, man.
Man, they'll tie your car.
We'll
keep it trucking. So you know that. So y'all just be careful out there. Do your pre-trip inspections. Yep. Check your tires out. Check your oil. Check your baby's your car.
Yeah.
You know, show a little love. You know, hey, especially check your kids' cars out, cause they ain't checking.
They ain't let the motor blow the fuck up. Ain't gonna put no oil in the bitch. They ain't gonna put no oil in the bitch. The motherfucker lock up on them going to shit. I don't know what happened. You ain't put no oil in it since last year.
You know?
That motherfucker just been riding.
Just been riding.
Burnt the fuck up.
Right. Hey, look, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we got for this, you know what I'm saying?
That's
so,
what it is, man. Season finale too, man.
Wait a minute. Roger, you got anything you want to add as far as you want to give a, you know what I'm saying?
I just want to say, I just want to say I appreciate all the love that Rook and Fino showing me, for bringing me back just to show my face again. Just even show my face, you feel what I'm saying? And I want to give a shout out to my gang, Dilla Gang, you know what I mean? To everybody on the north side, you feel what I'm saying? I love y'all. To my family, I love y'all. And look, y'all stay tuned for season two.
Yeah, season two, man. We coming back in. You know how we moving, man. This is Everyday Life with Rook. And
Fiend, no.
We ain't playing with you, nigga. Let's go. Mar life. We in the building. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fiend, no.
And you already know we back in the building with Great Politics with Great. What's happening, sis?
Hello.
You already know she coming to get you with your political shit right. Like, finna get you right. Tell you what you need to do, what you don't need to do, who you need to be rocking with, and who you don't need to be rocking with. She gonna get you right with that, man. She gonna line you up, man. So, Gray, welcome back to the building, man. You already know what it is, man.
Thank you.
For sure. Rook, what's up, bro?
We gonna let her do her thing, but what do you think about the stimulus package, the ins and outs, and how do you feel about it?
Okay, remember what I told you last time you asked me that? I said they would not give us a check before the end of the year. Is that right?
Dang.
I don't think we're going to get another one no time soon, because without him signing, we're not going to get anything. And then they're going to close down the government Monday.
So he's not signing?
No, he vetoed it. So that means the government shuts down and everything stops. If they decide that he wants to sign it, then that means they got to go back through that whole thing again. So it's going to probably be about a month or so, and I guarantee the Republicans are going to have their hands in there. I don't think we're going to get to $2,000. I think it's going to stay at $600, because right now everybody's doing their being a hypocrite. You know, well, we're worried about the budget. We're worried about this. Now you're worrying about the budget and the spending and going on.
It's too late in the
game,
man.
It's too late in the game for that.
It's too late in the game, man.
People are getting ready to get evicted. Unemployment stopped today. So they won't get those checks next week?
Don't mean to cut you off, sis. But I have to ask you this, because I'm gonna ask you questions that like people probably would wanna ask they don't know. What does it mean when they say that like it's the end of the unemployment deadline?
No checks.
No checks.
No checks. You can apply for an extension, but they can approve you, but you won't get no checks because they're not doling out any money. So you're going to have to wait until the government sign off on that bill, if he does sign off on it, before they can get that rolling. Otherwise, nobody gets no money.
So all these people, December the 26th, which is today.
Yes.
There are no more unemployment checks coming. There is no more lifelines for you. Trump did not sign the bill, the stimulus pack, where they were talking about getting everybody, what, $300?
$600? $600 for the COVID thing, you know, to get people back into the economy, mm-hmm. and then $300 unemployment assistance. So that means, you know, they get $300 a week.
He vetoed all of that.
He vetoed all that for Section 230, which is basically, he doesn't want to be censured on Twitter. He doesn't want to be censured on Facebook. He wants to be able to say what he wants to say without them saying, you know, putting that little denim on the end, this has been proven or the election has been called. He wants to do that, be able to do that, even after he leaves the White House.
That's crazy. I like that's crazy. So what do you think about that, bro?
I was just going to ask Greg, do you think he was just capping about the 2,000?
Yeah, he is.
You know what I'm saying? he did a little video. Can you talk about that, Greg, when he did the little video talking about he think we should get 2,000?
He only doing that because he thinks one is going to help him stay in the White House. It's not. There's nothing he can do. Yeah. There's nothing nobody can do right now.
Because, Greg, he did say that at the end, didn't he?
Yep. There's nothing nobody can do. He lost. He's going to have to leave on the 20th.
It's like he don't want to.
He doesn't want to. The man has never lost. He's never paid for any of the bad deeds that he does. So now the United States, you know what? We want you out. His mind can't take it. What do you mean? And then all those people he put in those strategic positions he thought was going to help him, they like, no, we can't subvert government like that.
Yeah,
we can't do the Constitution like that. This is right. And he's like, what? I'll put you there. Remember, I'll put you there. Just like he tweeted about the SCOTUS, which is Supreme Court, uh-huh. and all those people. Remember who put you there. Those people are not going to risk those lifetime positions and all that money and power and stuff for you. You're behind.
It's insane, bro, for him to, like, he really pulling them cards on people.
Yes.
Like, you know when a person be like, well, if I do this, they might try to do this to me.
Yeah.
No, he's going to do it.
Yeah.
I'll put you there. Mm-hmm. You remember when I put you there, you going to do me like this? Yo, the worst type of person ever. This nigga Trump just lost his whole fucking mind.
He's a caged animal. He's a caged dog right now. So he's going to do anything he can to keep himself, you know, in some kind of position of power. He's going to burn down the government. He's going to do some stupid stuff. Look at the pardons.
This nigga pardoned the...
What y'all think about the pardon? No, go ahead. I want to...
Let great. Yeah. This great shit.
Yeah.
A bunch of old... rich white men that had been doing a whole lot of crooked stuff and will not have to pay for it. All their life, they've been doing this stuff, and now they found somebody that is dirtier than them.
Wow.
And said, you know what? There you go. Just pat on the back.
Yeah.
You didn't tell on me, so hey, there you go.
So the dude Michael Cohen is out too, right?
Well, he's out.
He's been out, but he's still
paying for what he did.
That was his lawyer, right? Was that his lawyer?
Yeah, that was the fixer.
They
called him the fixer.
Yeah.
Anybody that dropped a dime on him, they didn't get nothing.
Okay.
Still, but the ones who held fast, like Paul Manafort, Roger Stone.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm going to be honest, man. Like, you know, me being the type of dude I am, I can understand the moves that Trump made. Like, he wants undying loyalty.
Yes.
Yeah.
There is no room for no loyalty. He wants undying loyalty. If you violate that, there is no coming back for you. But when you're a president of the United States, man, come on, man. You can't operate on them type of terms, you know what I mean? And you're going to get exactly what you got now. Like, he's really going to try to drag this shit out.
He's dragging out.
Until fucking January.
He's causing a whole bunch of chaos, a whole bunch of violence.
Burning the house down.
Look at that fool in Nashville.
Yo, won't that like something you seen off a movie?
What happened in Nashville?
somebody put a bomb in the RV, shot off an AK-47. You know, so people can call and say shots fired when the police and the first responders got there. They had a microphone on top of the thing saying you had 25 minutes to evacuate. Then a bomb blew up downtown Nashville.
I couldn't believe it. Christmas Day.
But see, that's what I'm saying. I was off the grid.
And you was off running your mouth.
Yeah, I was off the grid.
Not answering your phone. I called her to tell him Merry Christmas. I said, Merry Christmas, my. He didn't answer the damn phone.
Yeah. I was off the grid, man. We were just sitting around, you know.
Yeah.
I ain't know nothing about this. Y'all telling me something new.
Yeah, and I don't want to believe it, but in my gut is telling me this is just the beginning. Because he's talking about tweet talking about see you January the 6th, inviting all those Proud Boys and all those people up there. It's going to get very, very, people going to get hurt.
People going to get hurt.
Seriously behind this man, because he does not want to lose.
Them crackers come over here playing with Rucafino. We're going to see, we either going home in a box. Or your ass gonna go home in a box. I ain't finna play with you.
So you talking about that's the Georgia runoff, January the 6th?
No, January 6th when the Congress, they have to certify their votes for president.
You know, okay.
There's nothing they can do. He's got a few, representatives that want to say, you know, we can't certify the vote. But without any senators backing them, it doesn't go anywhere.
Okay, yo.
So he wants them to just say, you know, we want to keep Trump, and then they want to overthrow the election, period.
Whoa.
People need to understand what this is about. This is about black people voting.
Uh-huh.
They did not like all these black people getting together and voting Trump out.
So
that's what this, all this shit,
yeah.
All of this confusion, this. I don't want to leave the White House. I can't believe they cheated. Is behind what?
Black vote. Voter suppression.
Yeah.
That's what they want to do. Throw out all those black people votes. This is not, you know, how can y'all let this get away? They do trying to do the same thing in Georgia, and black people like, no, y'all can't do this. That's the only reason why. No, I'm not going to say that's not the only reason why. That's the first reason. The second reason is he knows he's going to be in trouble when he becomes a private citizen.
Yeah.
You got New York AG after him.
Mm.
They can still go after him for the Mueller probe.
Yeah.
So he trying to subvert a whole lot of the Constitution and rules so he can try to pardon himself, which he can't do. And I'm like, if you didn't do nothing wrong, why are you worried about it?
All right.
Why are you so stressed out about stuff? I believe we still gonna find out stuff this man done years and years after he's out of the White House.
So we got an important. So we also got. So what's your thoughts on this? The early voting began in Georgia December the 14th. It ends December the 31st. So we need everybody in Georgia to get out there. You can early vote now, right now. Is that right, Greg?
Yep. Almost 2 million people have already voted early. So y'all keep on.
Two okay. M's, man. Two M's.
And
believe
then,
that.
You know what I'm saying? The people who don't early vote, January 5th is the runoff date, right?
Right.
Okay. So we need all y'all out there now in Georgia.
Hands on deck. Man.
All hands on deck.
If you need a ride, they have buses. If your precinct is closed down, find out which is the nearest one for you where you can go vote at. We need this because they are not playing. The Republicans are not playing. They playing dirty. They coming to win. And Mitch already said he's going to do Biden like he did Obama. Just try to just subvert everything.
Mm.
Not pass bills, not do anything.
No respect. No common respect.
Let's not give any power in the Senate. Let's take it back and do what we need to do so we can get some help out here. Because people are getting evicted.
Yeah.
Kids don't have any food. Food lines are just ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, this just don't make no sense.
Yeah. So is there anything else you want to tell the folks before we close this session out? Anything about politics Gray want to talk, say to the people out there? What would you
do? Yeah, your reflections.
We need to be more aware of what's going on because they are doing things underhandedly that we don't even know about.
Like what?
Like that bill they passed, there's a lot of stuff in there to help other countries. I understand they need it, but we need it too.
Yes.
There was a passage in there where they increased SNAP 15%.
Yeah.
People could really use that right now.
Definitely.
People can use that. There's a lot of stuff in there that could have helped us, and people just, they're putting politics into everything. Even our everyday lives, there's politics. You walk into the store and there's people, you know, preaching about Trump won. I'm like, you know what? He just brought out the worst in people, and they loving it. And they are loving it.
It's like, do it seem like to you, Gray, that like people really are, like they want to be fucked up?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So like, that's what it seems like to me, man. Like, this, I'm gonna say this, man, because this is our platform. It feels like to me that black people are way more concerned about what the fuck is going on in America than these white folks that have these high positions.
That's privilege, sweetie. That's privilege. That's white privilege. You don't have to worry about whether they gonna pay their bills or whether they, you know, gonna be shot or arrested or anything. They don't worry about that. That don't concern me.
Damn.
Black people, we have to worry about that.
We worry about, like, we think about this shit. We think about
all the time.
Everything that you white folks have to, that you ignore, that you brush off, that you put on the back burner, we don't have that luxury.
Yeah.
We don't have that fucking luxury. We actually have to worry about every fucking thing that you do not have to fucking worry about. So when sis say, like, that's privilege, huh? That's white privilege. If you didn't know what white privilege was.
I look at it like this. They walk around saying, you know, this can't happen to us. I'm a hard worker. I always work. You know, I should have food on my table. I should be able to go on vacation. I should be able to do this. Black people ain't never said that. Black people
should
have always said, we can't go on vacation.
Yeah.
We gotta have food on our table. We, you know, it's like black. It's like black and white. It's two different worlds.
It's two different worlds, man.
And it's crashing now, and people just can't take it. And it's just
them white folks scared.
They scared. They don't know what to do now. And us black people, we've been surviving.
We survivors.
We survivalists, so we know what we need to do.
Yeah, right.
We're doing it, and they just don't know. They don't know, and they're doing their damnedest to make sure that we don't survive. And I'm not just gonna say black people, because other people of color. You got Asians that went to the voters and got his butt out.
Yeah.
You got Latino people.
Yes.
You got, you know, Indian people, Native Americans.
Yeah.
You got a lot of people that did this, so, and now they can't take it. They're like, we're not the minority. We're not the majority anymore. We're the minority.
Yeah.
No, we can't have this. Yeah. So when people say United States, let's make America great. When was America great?
The bad day, the good days was the bad day.
Thank you. Yeah. And most of the people saying that are Austin Jaren there in the 80s. And I'm thinking, that's when y'all was in the 40s and 50s. That's when America was great.
Yeah, that's when y'all was hanging niggas.
Thank you.
That's when y'all was hanging niggas.
And women and kids.
Raping men, women, and kids. So, you know.
Using kids as
that's when y'all
want
to make America great again.
So that's what bugs me the most. You got all these older white men up there trying to tell me what's best for me when you don't know what's best for me. You have no idea what my culture is like, only for what you think you know from the 40s and 50s, which was come in the back door, serve my food, be a porter on the train, you know, do all that stuff.
Going all the way back.
So you don't.
She's from Louisiana.
She knows
another deeper side to this whole shit.
Yeah, that's that deep south.
You have no idea. You know, across the water, you know there's a Klan meeting over there.
Hey, we're going to save every season, too.
So
tell them, Gray.
Yeah, I know. I have a lot of older men in my family that were porters, and they told me some stories, and it's just crazy. And for somebody, you know, in their 80s and 90s telling me, this reminds me of the 40s and 50s. It's getting that bad.
It's that bad.
So, all I'm saying is keep your head up, y'all. You know, keep your head up. Do what you gotta do. Stop worrying about this crazy stuff. Who's sleeping with who? What Beyonce doing? Who doing this? What kind of shoes am I? Man, we need to be worried about. We need to get this stuff together. Have your stuff planned. Have your, you know, insurance. You know, try to do what you gotta do. Stop worrying about the nonsense, because that's what they want. They want us to start concentrating on this stuff so they can just pass these little laws and stuff up under your nose. And then, that happened? Where was I? You too busy worried about Beyonce and who doing this and who sleeping with who and who fighting. Stop it.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
You heard it first, man. It's Politics with Gray, man. This is season one. Everyday Life with Rookafino, man. She will be back season two, man. You know how we moving, man. Rook, what you got to say, bro?
Thank you, Gray. This is the finale.
Thank you.
That's right.
We are gracious to have your knowledge, like your well knowing, your well, you know, everything. You're so fucking smart. Yeah. We had to have you on here. And you're so knowledgeable.
And she will be playing a bigger role.
Believe that.
In everyday life when Rick and Freddie know.
Believe that, man. You already know how we moving. This is Everyday Life with Rook and Fino, and this is Politics with Gray. And we out. Ma. Yo, you already know what this is, man. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
And we got our boys in the motherfucking building, man. We talking sports with Mike and Quan, man. Let's go. Give it up for the homies, man. Yeah, got my niggas back. I ain't been feeling like my show had been my show, man. Because we ain't had the homies on here. Rook, I no cap, man. Rook know I ain't lying, man. I've been telling that nigga, I said, bro, man, I miss my niggas, man. Like,
yeah.
Got to have our sports shit, man. Yeah. So glad to have my rounds back in the building, man. You already know, man. What's up?
We ain't said nothing about no sports in two weeks,
man. You ain't calling ain't motherfucking with head to head in 2 weeks.
He got on me soon as I got up out there.
Motherfucking Mike ain't hit him with that motherfucking drip in 2 weeks, yeah. Man. We got to go, man. Okay. We got work to do, man.
Man, what's up? Hey, let's start off with Juju dancing now. You said something about it. So what you got to say about Juju dancing?
Right. Juju been dancing since week one. It wasn't no issue when we was winning, so it's not no issue when we losing. That ain't made that man hit him no harder. He was out there playing the game.
Fucking right. Come on, man.
Just that simple.
Let me leave Quan shit in here a little bit more, man. Like, scoot y'all ass up, man. Talking that motherfucker, bro.
It's just that simple. That ain't got nothing to do with us losing. Okay. Need to focus on the real issues so we can solve it.
Damn right.
But I do get it's more of a like a bad look. But in all actuality, it don't really affect nothing, so don't even talk about it.
Damn right.
You got anything to say about it, Mike?
Leave it where it's at.
Oh, shit. Like, I gotta leave it.
Okay.
They ain't speaking on no goddamn Steelers.
So who y'all got winning the game this week, the Steelers and the Colts?
Steelers bounce back win by 7.
Y'all need this? Y'all ain't off none?
We don't need it. Even if we lose, we'll still be fine.
Okay. What about you, Mike?
I think they're going to bounce back. I think they probably had a real good week of practice. They should have never lost last week. And that Mike Tomlin's been on them all week. I can almost guarantee that.
He been in their trousers.
Yeah.
Okay.
They went from the number one seed to number three seed just that quick.
Yeah.
Dang.
And that's...
That's big.
Now you got to go on the road in the second round and don't get that bye no more. So that's big.
So I see you where you done said something about the Cowboys and the Eagles. Is that a big game or is just another Rudy Poop game? Is Jalen Hurts gonna do his thing or is he gonna get locked up? I mean, because the Redskins ain't locked it up yet.
That's why this game, the loser of that game is automatically out.
Yeah. Okay, the loser of the game is automatically out.
If Washington wins, it doesn't matter.
You said Redskins.
I apologize.
So has Carson Wentz replaced Wentz, or how do you feel? That's your team, Mike. So how do you feel about it? Give it to them.
They were struggling. I'm glad they gave the man a chance so they know what they've got.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's the answer because the passing game hasn't come around yet, but his ability to move and run as bad as their offensive line is with 13 different combinations in 14 games.
Yeah.
Offensive line got to play together to get continuity. And when you got a different line every game, different combination, you can't block. Nobody knows what the others are blocking. So Jalen Hurts' ability to move has been the difference in the game.
Okay.
And he ain't indecisive, where Carson Wentz has been sitting back there like a deer in the headlights, stuck.
Yeah.
That shit crazy.
Instead of just going. Jalen Hurts, when he break down, he's gone.
Yeah.
And it's brought a life to the team because he's got the first down, he's got the ball moving. So everybody's rallying around it. But I don't know if it's the end of Carson Wentz yet.
Okay.
Over time, I tell you, I don't know if Jalen Hurts is the answer long term, but he is right now.
Carson Wentz been doing his thing, though, man.
He's got the ability in him.
Exactly.
But I think he got hit so many times earlier in the year. He stuck.
That motherfucker punch drunk.
He got sacked the most in the NFL,
First game against Washington, he got sacked 7 times in the opening game.
He got hit
multiple times since then. So I think he needed that time away from the game, I think, to sit back
and look at it and evaluate it.
Yeah, I think now.
Okay. What do you think, Quan?
That it is basically, unless you're an Eagle, Cowboy, Giant, Redskin fan, it's kind of irrelevant to an extent.
Yeah, no doubt.
But if you are a team in the NFC East, then it's relevant because the division's not over.
So yeah, it ain't over.
Any one of the 14.
Right, you see what I'm saying? But the both teams, they're like, man, even if that team make the playoffs, they ain't really going to do nothing.
Once you win the big dance, everybody's 0-0.
Yeah, and each one of them.
I mean, I'm saying that because you didn't y'all play the Cardinals? Weren't they 7-9 when they went to the Super Bowl?
9-7,
yeah.
Well, I thought they were 7-9.
Seattle was 7-9 several years back and went to the playoffs and won a game.
Yeah,
beast mode, right? Yeah. First came out with that run he had.
Yeah.
There was somebody a few years ago.
The Giants. Won the Giants 7-9 or something like that?
I think they was 9-7.
They was 9-7?
Damn.
I know.
How
somebody.
The fuck do y'all remember them numbers like that?
I mean, we've been doing this all our lives.
Yeah,
like.
And some of it is just so weird and strange that you just kind of remember it.
I find that shit as a talent in its fucking self, and y'all remember that shit. Like
think
that.
About this. The Eagles just beat the Saints.
They did.
Gave Arizona everything they could handle. So even if they get in, they get a matchup, they can win a game in the playoffs.
All of them teams can win a game because a lot of times the team ain't gonna necessarily be up. And they're gonna be kind of taking you a little light.
It's gonna be at home.
They're playing at home.
That's why the first game they actually have a very good chance to win. But as far as actually going deep in the playoffs, they kind of really
you said it says forfeit.
Like he did say, though, as long as you make it, anything can happen.
Anything is possible.
Nobody saw
any given Sunday. That's how they look at it.
It is.
Any given Sunday.
Washington has won some games they shouldn't
y'all
have won.
Y'all niggas ain't watch Angels in the Outfield when y'all coming up back in the day.
It can happen. You know what I'm saying? It can happen.
Jets beat the Rams.
The Jets beat the Rams.
The fucking Jets,
They're so bad, they just blew a chance at Trevor Lawrence.
I mean, but you know, look, football players, they just want to win, You know what I mean?
They don't give a fuck how they win.
They don't care how they win.
Because a lot of them dudes may not even be on the team next year. They're out there with Trevor Lawrence anyway.
I mean, just because you're good in college don't mean you're going to be good in the pros.
Look at Zeke. I said it.
Yeah, I mean.
Zeke is not impressive to me. And I said it once, and I said it fucking again.
I think it's, man, when you get hit so many times, I take a toll.
It does.
Just like when you're boxing.
Yeah.
You get punched drunk.
Yeah, all them hits.
CTE,
man.
Nigga, that shit fuck you up.
That's why most of the time when you see running backs and people and they cut back in the traffic, and instead of running out of bounds, a lot of times, but your career, you nasty, but your career is going to be shorter because you only got a certain amount of hits.
And
on your body.
So you only got to like a certain amount before you start talking about some, where did he go, George?
Yeah. We ain't even talking about the hits in college and high school. Yeah,
correct.
That's what I'm saying. That's what didn't add up.
That makes what Frank Gore is doing very impressive.
It is.
He's been in there for a long
time. Now, who are you playing for now?
We're playing for the Jets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he had a touchdown last week.
He came to the league.
Exactly. He a hurricane.
Then you go back to Barry Sanders. He never got hit.
Yeah, because he
nobody
they ever still consider Barry Sanders.
Nobody ever got a clean shot on that man because he somehow or another he could move his body way most football players can't.
Barry Sanders is one of the greatest motherfucking running backs of all time.
Yeah, he's the best one I've seen running the ball.
Yeah.
If he had any kind of help, who knows what his career would have been.
Barry Sanders or Emmitt?
Now, Barry's better than Emmitt. In my opinion.
I remember being a kid watching that nigga Emmitt run that ball. That's why I'm a Cowboy now.
But
I was raised one. But Emmitt ran that damn ball.
But think about this.
Barry was running that bitch.
Emmitt Smith was 3-4 yards down the field before anybody even get a hand on him. Barry Sanders was making people miss in the backfield so he could get yards.
Because
his line was terrible. And Dallas had one of the greatest lines of all time.
You would have put Barry Sanders behind the Cowboys' offensive line at that time, they might not have lost.
What he could do, he would most time he had to make 2-3 people miss in the backfield.
But you gotta give. You
gotta, that's saying a lot.
You got see. This you try to take. A, you try to take a little bit from him. But
No.
We want the proof.
I mean, but I'm saying that man played with a like a. With a separated show.
I'm not taking nothing
you
from
know? Him. Yes, sir.
He's still one of the top backs.
Yes, sir. Emmitt Smith.
They got him the NFC East Championship that year.
Yeah. He was out there playing, and then they didn't want to pay him. Get right. What he said?
Guess what happened? We lost. You brought him back, and then you won the Super Bowl.
They lost the first two games without him.
Yes, sir.
But I'm not taking nothing from him.
Now, you're going to say your shit.
Emmitt's one of the greatest. It's just what Barry Sanders did with what he had around him is more impressive.
Barry Sanders is that nigga, man.
First running back in history of football to go for 1,000 yards his first 10 years in football.
He didn't do 10, though.
Yeah, he did. He
didn't get the 10.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He didn't get 10.
He got 10. He only played 10 years.
Brooks said he did. Mike said he did. Who's going to win?
Look it up. I mean, he didn't do 10 years.
Yeah.
He went out early.
No, he played 10 years.
He went out early.
You can't, hey, look, I'm looking at you and listening to y'all. I can't tell you a bitch ass thing. I don't know.
He went out early.
Who went out early?
I'm pretty sure it was that he played 10, but it's either 10 or 9. It's something that's like right at that 10.
Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith is some bad motherfuckers, man.
He played 9.
Hey, look, man, we do the facts. We interested in facts over here. So Mike finna hit you nigga with the facts. Believe that shit.
We about to see them.
We about to see touchscreen shit.
How many do?
316.
What year?
89 to 98.
Woo! Damn,
that's 9.
No, it ain't. 89 to 98 is 9. 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98.
Whoa!
10 right there.
Huh?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
When a nigga hit you with the facts, you gotta say, all right.
First one in history of football was going for 1,000 yards, 10, hey, first Rick, 10 years Rick, of his career.
Put the camera on.
And then he said,
put it on me.
And you see
4
of them years got 2,000. I mean, he said they got
10 years.
That nigga Emmitt was a bad motherfucker.
Oh, Emmitt was great.
Yeah, but Barry Sanders said he did his thing. I'm gonna let him ride.
I'm gonna let him ride. I'm talking about the nine to ten years. I didn't think he did the whole team. But he counted out 9.
No, it's 10.
98. Wait a minute. Listen to what I'm saying. 98. And you know what? I ain't gonna argue.
It's
he
right
won.
There.
You know what I'm saying?
It's right there.
I ain't gonna argue.
Bro, don't be like Trump. It's right there in your face.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
It's 10. Hey, look. You won, Mike. You know what I'm saying?
But it's 10.
You won, Mike.
That's hilarious.
You know what I'm saying? You won, Mike. You know what I'm saying? Cause I've been apologizing to people all day, so I ain't gonna argue with you.
Man,
I don't wanna go into that. He's 19.
He ain't got one of them, though. He ain't got no Super Bowl. Name his quarterbacks he played with. I don't care. He ain't play with a Hall of Fame. He didn't play with a team of Hall of Fame. It sound to me, I don't give it to the sporting comment. My Cowboy fan over here done got a little emotional. I ain't get a fact.
Hold on.
Look, he ain't got no Super Bowl.
Did you really just try to go and say that the man who played for the Detroit Lions don't have a Super Bowl?
He ain't got them.
Did he have a chance to get one?
Of course. Everybody got a chance if you play.
Who was this?
Barry Sanders. Everybody got a chance if you play.
So, shit. That nigga.
Wait a minute, that's your team. That's your team. You're rocking with
him. That nigga T.O. That motherfucker played with the flu or pneumonia or some shit.
Broke leg.
Yeah. He said these motherfuckers can't stop me even on one leg.
What about the Tennessee and the Green Bay game? We gonna move on. Who y'all got on that game?
I got Tennessee close. Because the Packers have an issue with teams that run the ball. And I think Henry about to have him a pretty good field day in Lambeau.
If Green Bay is to win it, well, I think I agree with him. I think Derrick Henry going to control the game, keep Aaron Rodgers on the sideline. But if Green Bay can get up early, and like Cleveland did to Tennessee, and take Derrick Henry out the game, that's the only hope they got. Because Aaron Rodgers is a front runner. If he's on top, he's going to play great. But if he gets behind, he sometimes struggles.
Okay.
So they got to jump on him early.
You got to get on his ass early.
Yeah, you got to get Derrick Henry rushing attempts down.
You fuck around and play with him too much. He's going to be on your ass.
That big move, the longer the game goes and they in it, the stronger he gets.
What about the Rams-Seattle game?
I'm going to go with Seattle. They owe him one. And,
okay.
I think Russell Wilson going to come out because that's going to be for the NFC West Division title too. The winner pretty much got the division. I think Russ wanted, man. We ain't going
against Virginia over here, man. That's a Richmond boy all the way through and through. Shout out to my homeboy, Russ Wilson, man.
What do you think, Quan?
Seattle by late score, whether that's touchdown or field goal, but Russ going to get him in there probably on the last drive to win.
An upset.
Okay. Seattle's defense is playing a lot better, and they went back to the running game here lately.
Okay, give us a preview on the college football playoff. Do y'all like the four teams, or you think I just give us a preview? Yeah, that's on y'all.
No, I don't like the four teams.
Notre
Dame does not deserve to be there. They showed their true colors against Clemson in the conference championship. It should be Texas A&M and Alabama. I said it, or even give somebody else a chance, but definitely not Notre Dame. They had the opportunity, they blew it.
They
didn't only get beat.
Right,
they got blowed out. Trevor Lawrence made that much difference in the two teams.
Yeah.
And I don't think Ohio State deserves to be there.
Me either.
They didn't play six games. All the rest of them played over double digits in games. So
they should be fresh.
Yeah, the Big Ten.
They should be. They played six.
And then his thing.
They only played six games. Shouldn't they be rusty too then since everybody else had 11 games here's and 10 games to play?
Quan was popping shit.
But here's the thing. Ohio State shouldn't even been in the Big Ten championship game.
The
Big Ten changed the rules just for Ohio State.
But the reason that they should have did that was because Michigan was being petty and intentionally avoided Ohio State because Harbaugh didn't want that ass whooping. That's all it came down.
But they missed their games before that. And the only game
that was six, though. That was the last one. And Michigan knew what they was doing.
And five, you can't change the rules now because now in the road, something like that's going to happen again. Are they going to change it for anybody else?
They ain't Ohio State.
Exactly, because that's all about the money right there for the Big Ten. All that was.
Okay, do y'all think we should have four extra teams?
This year they should have made an exception with everything.
I think it should always be at least eight teams.
At least always. Cincinnati because it's any given Sunday.
Right. Yeah.
Cincinnati has an argument. They're undefeated.
Yeah. What's their record?
They're undefeated. 9-0, 10-0. Yeah. They have a better argument than Ohio State. They've actually had a tougher schedule than Ohio State.
Okay.
But
they're not the Big Ten and the name's
a carrying motherfucker.
Yeah. Do you think that if Cincinnati and Ohio State play, Cincinnati's gonna beat Ohio State?
But we don't know. They need to play.
You think the Rams need to play to the Jets?
Exactly.
But if the Rams and the Jets play 10 times, the Rams would beat the Jets 8-9
of those
times.
But like you said,
you got one game.
Because you get that one don't mean that because things have happened that we got to put in the team now just because their record is better than the team that we know is better.
We don't really know.
We don't know that.
We just going off their name. But that's why I think they should have the 8. So we can see. You know what I'm saying?
Two ranked teams all year and stunk it up both times.
Dang.
Yeah, I think
three interceptions.
I don't think your name should carry any weight as far as football.
From last year, it don't matter this year.
Yeah, I don't think it should carry any weight.
So, if that's the case, why do the same teams keep making the college playoff over and over again?
It's a money thing, too.
Why do those teams not lose during the regular season? Why is it basically the same 5-6 teams?
And them niggas be ready to go.
Yeah, because they keep the same people.
You win by playing, not by what your name on your jersey. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
That's how we feel.
But that's how the NCAA do it in basketball.
Yeah.
Anybody can win. Let's play the game.
Yeah. Don't just go off of who the fuck we are.
Yeah. our reputation.
But it's not just your reputation, because if Ohio State had lost two games or even a game, they wouldn't be there. So they did prove us something, and we know it's Ohio State.
Okay.
So we know the caliber of athletes. You see what I'm saying? And their history suffices to be like, yeah, we can put them in here, and they're not going to embarrass us rather than us giving us a team that's going to embarrass.
You don't think they're going to get embarrassed?
No, I don't.
Okay, we're going to see. But I'm saying give us a more team.
They're not as good this year as they were last year. Clemson beat them last year.
Right, and I think Clemson going to beat them again, but I don't think they're going to embarrass them.
Okay, let's go to the basketball preview. What y'all got? Wait a minute, we didn't say who's going to win the championship. Who's going to be in the championship game? Who y'all got in the championship game?
Alabama and Clemson.
Okay. And who's going to win?
Roll Tide.
Okay. Mike?
It's going to be hard to argue with that one, but I think Clemson going to pull it off. I've only seen one coach and one team actually beat them outside the SEC with any consistency. Dabo Swinney and Clemson.
Okay. And then I was going to ask y'all, who y'all got for the Heisman? Oh, it don't really matter. It don't really matter this year? Or what y'all think?
I believe they're going to give it to Alabama's quarterback.
Okay. What about you?
What's his name?
Matt Jones.
Mac.
M-A-C. M-A-C. Oh, Mac Jones.
Shit. I personally believe that Kyle Trask should get it. That's just my belief.
Yeah.
I don't believe that he is going to get it.
Who he played for, Quan?
To me, he's had the best year for the whole year. Like, that's just what I've seen. But I think they're either going to give it to what he said with Mac Jones, or either they're going to try to Trevor Lawrence thing.
They may do that for his career. Right. Yeah. As a career compliment.
Yeah. Now, I like that dude, Devontae Smith. Now, they hardly ever give it to a wide receiver.
Right? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's who I like. You know what I'm saying?
They want that motherfucker running that ball or a quarterback.
Now, the dude running the ball for Alabama, he's a bad too.
Bad horse.
What's that horse tonight?
He said, what's that horse tonight?
Najee Hurd.
Hey, OG say, what's that horse
tonight? He a horse, ain't
he? That motherfucker
a
horse.
You ain't gonna tell me. We gonna get to see. I hope it beat Clemson in Alabama. You gonna see him. And was it Travis Etienne? They wanted two running backs.
Yeah. And see, I really wanted to be Alabama and Ohio State just because Dabo disrespected Ohio State like it and didn't dare.
You Ohio State fan? Oh, okay, I thought you were. Okay.
Buckeyes.
But I'm a Nebraska fan.
He's telling the truth. They don't deserve to be there with six games.
So you go back to Mike Rozier.
Look.
You remember him?
Mike
Rozier.
I think Quan might be a motherfucker now.
Yeah, y'all.
We ain't nothing, but I ain't gonna leave just because you know we ain't.
Yeah, good. That's your team.
And really, what got me on Nebraska was they played Miami that year in the championship, and Miami beat their ass, but everybody was like, I'm a Miami fan. I watched it and was like, shit, well, I'm gonna be a Nebraska fan if everybody else like Miami.
That's when I became a Miami fan. You right, Quan. That was a great game.
It was,
you know what I'm saying? So we're gonna switch gears right into to the NBA. Who y'all what was y'all's first impression of the first week?
The Brooklyn Nets look good. KD is back. He is fresh and ready to go, and it's gonna be a problem.
I think KD looked like a motherfucking problem.
A big problem.
I checked that shit out. I think KD, he's big always problem. Been a problem.
Yeah.
But for him to come back.
Yeah.
Off of that, they missed the beat.
That motherfucker fucked it. What he fuck up last time?
Achilles. That's what basically ended Kobe's career.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap. That's like that cut on the back of Kobe's motherfucking leg.
Basically ended his
career. That ended his whole shit. Yeah. So for him to come back.
But I will say this, and Kobe's game was built different than KD's.
And he was older.
Yeah. Let me hold up. Let's say this for the people. Before you Laker fan niggas come here trying to decapitate us, we ain't trying to compare. We are saying the injury.
Yeah, the injury.
Gotta say that. Bruh, niggas can come on this motherfucker like they get paid from the Lakers to tell some shit to us.
KD ain't built on jumping over top of people and he built that jumper.
Yeah.
That jumper, he's smooth. And that's why it's not affecting him as much as it did Kobe. Kobe had to. Athletic ability was his thing, man. But great. But shout out, matter of fact, Kobe.
Yeah, for sure. Long live. Long live Kobe and Gigi.
Yeah, RIP Bean and Lil Bean.
So what was y'all's other impressions of the first week? Who was y'all impressed with?
Kyrie Irving.
Okay.
Kyrie lit it up the first week.
That
and everybody and everybody has been going after Kyrie.
They mad at him.
Kyrie just responded.
They mad at him. They mad at him.
You think they got Caris LeVert coming off the bench? He scored 50 in the game last year.
Oof.
He's coming off the bench.
Well,
they're deep and loaded. So unless James Harden gets traded to some contender.
Well, now do you think he need to stay put?
He need to stay put. The fuck is bad, but he gonna be a problem for Houston all year because he won't sign.
He gonna get traded. It's just a matter of where. He basically, I think, just looking at the landscape, unless somebody just come out, I'm gonna have to go with Philly.
Hey, that nigga James Harden rapper now, man. That nigga signed a little baby, man. I don't wanna hear that shit. Oh, that nigga don't give a fuck about basketball, no goddamn mo. No,
he just wants out of Houston.
That motherfucker, that's why he do it.
Yeah, he doing everything.
He fucking with a little baby hard. He got the 4 PM chains on.
Yeah, he won't got it.
4-pocket full chains on.
He's
a basketball player.
So you.
Brooklyn, he's trying to get Houston to leave him the fuck alone.
Mixed to get him, but I think they'll make a mistake by getting him because they're going to trade away some of their young players and their depth for him.
Yeah.
And then you ain't got but one ball for all three of them.
What if he went to Golden State? They said something about Golden State, too.
They need it. They need it bad. They look bad.
You said a lot, Mike.
Golden State needs
something. Golden State,
man. They look bad.
I don't know.
Nigga, this ain't 4 years ago. Who they going to get in Houston, though?
They ain't got nobody.
Well, they don't want no Draymond.
The only asset they might have is Wiseman. And when you get rid of him, your number two pick in the draft. Plus, they're going to want more than that. So, it's going to be hard for them to pull that off.
Okay. So, y'all were one impressed with the Lakers?
Last night, they looked better. But the first night, the Clippers took it to Paul George. They didn't have no answer for him.
Can I say something?
Yeah, Zay, what you want to say?
It take the Lakers about 8-9 games
for them to get warmed up.
Get going.
Okay.
You know I ain't lying.
Yeah.
LeBron's ass to fuck around and do some shit. Okay, that's cool. He got, what's his name? Eyebrows. Got the unibrows. You know, he got a little help and shit now.
Yeah.
But it still takes them a minute to get warmed up.
Yeah. Okay.
So like you ain't just going to run around thinking the Lakers is going to be Magic Johnson.
They look like they were still basking in the championship the first
time. Popping bottles. Yeah. And AD still getting some ass from offering them fucking championships.
Hey, look, I want to say this right here. I see you got your goat chain on.
Hold up, man.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
That's from MJ right there, ain't it?
Yeah.
Nah, that's from Fino the G.
You know what I'm saying? We got the goat chain on. You see that? Hey, look, we want y'all to stand up with them just so they can see you. Stand up, Mike, so they can see the shirt. And then, Frito, you got the gold chain.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? Let them know, you know what I'm saying?
I'm about to, hey, look, I hope y'all tap into this, man, because I want a versus battle with the hardest motherfucker in the city, nigga. Yeah. Ain't nobody fucking with my music. None of you rap niggas, man. I said this shit. Any one of you rap niggas want to tap in and talk that shit, nigga, I am the GOAT.
Huh?
I said it, nigga, I am the GOAT. I ain't buying this shit for a reason, nigga, for just to buy it. Nigga, I'm the fucking GOAT. Okay. Anyone of you fuck niggas, step up, nigga. I won't smoke. Yeah. Okay, but that's another story.
Okay, wait, hold on. We're going to end it off like
wait,
you.
Wait, I want to say something.
Okay, go ahead.
So can we do a versus on air?
Yeah, I want a versus on air. You, hey, any one of you hot niggas think y'all like that? We getting it. You that's already know. Section. I swear to God. I won't smoke. Pick a nigga.
Let's get it.
I'll pick a nigga. You pick a nigga. I won't smoke. Fino the G, Jeff Harrison.
I'm a DJ.
Southside Ridgeway, H-Ray Gangsta Crips, nigga. I won't smoke.
I'm a DJ. All right. So, Mike, is there anything you want to tell the fans out there?
Watch out for the Brooklyn Nets this year. The Nets, watch out.
Quan?
Nets Clippers Championship. You heard it here first.
Hey, man,
who we got going over top?
He said the Nets and the Clippers championship.
Who you got winning?
He said the Nets and the Clippers championship.
Yeah, what
did
he say?
Damn. Was Brooklyn like that?
Yeah.
Nets. Was,
who you got, Mike?
The Nets. I think they going
to
answer for KD if he playing like he is now. Jason Tatum was 6'9". Yeah. KD was going over top of him last night like he wasn't even there.
Yeah.
I mean, several times.
That's a man. They say KD a man.
Yeah.
If they do match up with the Lakers, LeBron got to play defense now.
Mike talking junk.
Because somebody got to guard KD.
And he going to have to see the Clippers first.
We've seen this before. We've seen LeBron fall. He got to get to the net. In front of this nigga KD. I've seen it. I'm a LeBron fan.
Did he pull up Ed and shoot his eyes out for the game?
I said, damn, bro, what the fuck is y'all going to do about this nigga? Niggas did that shit, when they was with Golden State.
I mean, he just dribbled down the court, LeBron up and just.
Then the next year, he ain't even come over there. He sent his little flunky.
He sent his homeboy. Man, he ain't lying.
Sent him back to him, too.
So KD is the fucking truth. I love what Russell Westbrook. I did start to see the difference in between them niggas when KD went to fucking Golden State. I said, yo, when he went to Golden State, it was a wrap. I believed in him. I thought he was overrated before.
As good as Russell Westbrook is, I think he was holding him back. Because he couldn't get the ball.
He couldn't get the ball.
It was OKC that was holding them back because they had a perfect team. They were supposed to be Golden State before that was Golden Russell, State.
Westbrook and James.
Correct. Yeah. You were supposed to keep Russell, Harden, Durant, and Ibaka for time.
Yeah.
You had it. You drafted it. You had it. And
that's the dream team.
It was. And when you let it go, it won't the same. Because KD, like, man, as soon as you get rid of James, I think KD got hurt. Yeah. Or either Russ got hurt. One of them got hurt.
KD got hurt. Russell.
Right. And one of them got hurt the year after that. Like, and if you got James,
Harden chose to leave.
No, they ain't pay him.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. He chose the money.
$4 million?
Yeah.
Is it 4 for $54 or 4 for $50? Like, that's petty to me. Like, $4 million.
He wanted to be the man.
Yeah.
But if you give him that money that he's asking for, he going to take his role. And I guarantee you they would have ended up winning the title. Like, it was set for them to win. And they ended up with nothing.
Damn.
Nothing.
Not doing the same thing now. Right. Trading people in and out.
Yeah. Trade people, but what do you really get for it? Ain't even seen a finals appearance since then.
Yeah.
Came close.
Yeah.
But they ain't get there.
We appreciate y'all for the first season, man. We do. We really appreciate all y'all liking us, hating us, commenting on us. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, y'all share it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all like our page. And we ain't gonna hate on y'all no more.
Shout out to everybody that did like the page. Yeah. All our, if I'm mistaken, it might be about 390-something people following us.
And it
may not be 100 million people following us, but we are appreciative of the people that we got. We appreciate y'all so much, man. If you ever get a chance, while we filming, y'all bring y'all ass up here and we got a shot for you. You know what I mean? All we ask is that you tap in, follow, subscribe, whatever, you know what I mean? Comment, all that shit, because we from the two.
Yeah.
Born and raised here, all us born and raised here and shit, and we know our shit.
Yeah. And we
on it.
We just like to say thank you to Sheree. Man, big shout out.
Yeah.
You the best. You the greatest.
7:30 came on. I'm sorry. I'm going to cut you off.
Hey, we say thank you to 7:30. You the best. You the greatest. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, we might have some words, brother, but at the end of the
brother
day.
Brother and sister duo.
No, I'm talking about all of us. We might, but you know, we
all must be bumping heads.
You know what I'm saying? That's just us. You know what I'm saying? But we appreciate y'all. Hey, look, without y'all, it won't be no
everyday no,
life in Rookwood Freedom.
It ain't no.
And that's with Politics with Gray. You know what I'm saying? Every day. I mean, Sports with Michael Korn.
Yep.
Man, we appreciate Ryan all of y'all, man.
Everyday shit,
you know what I'm saying? Thank y'all.
We appreciate y'all for letting me be a part of it.
Hey, season 2, we got a whole lot more crazy shit coming.
Yes.
Like, bro, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Like, y'all really motivated us. Like, you motivated me. You motivated Rook. You motivated a lot of people to want to. Like, you had people checking for y'all segment. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, bro, we got to keep this shit going. I'm proud to be a part of what the fuck y'all got going on.
Yeah.
Even though this our shit, I don't give a fuck. I'm proud to be a part of what y'all got going on.
Wouldn't be us without y'all.
Damn right. Yeah. I wanted to let you know we acknowledge y'all and we appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
It ain't no I and team, nigga. We appreciate y'all.
So Sheree,
do real things.
Oh, go ahead, Kwan. What you gonna say?
Real niggas do real things.
So Sheree, if you and Tony, y'all got anything to say? Y'all good or?
I just want to say thank y'all too.
Appreciate,
man. It's love. You know, shit. We got a lot of work to do. We just getting started.
So yeah.
That's what it is, man. This is the season finale, nigga.
Yeah.
It's an everyday life. Hold on. Let me go ahead and get extra on you. Extra on you niggas.
You know what I'm saying? We
take like it out the same way you brought it in.
Yeah. Bring on, take it out how we brought it in, nigga. Gangster.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, we appreciate y'all.
All of y'all.
Everybody that tapped in, shared, liked anything, man. Yeah. We appreciate y'all. Y'all tap in mid-January season 2.
And we go, hey, be ready to, because it's coming out tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check out the podcast. You know, listen to it when you're working out and riding down the road. And we're going to have a visual. I ain't going to say when it's going to be coming, but it's coming sometime soon.
Yeah, we got a lot of different surprises for y'all season 2, too. So stay tuned. We got a lot of surprises for y'all coming, man. Believe that. We coming, man. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
Mob Life! Season 1, we out, bitch!
Let go.